Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks. Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Tour set.
So, before I kind of talk about why we're together, I've been keeping something from you.
What?
Yeah. Last week, I got offered a full-time position in Kansas City.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I'm moving to Kansas City.
No. Oh, my God. You are?
Yeah. Home health. Yeah. Lee Summit. So the office, the office is in Lee Summit. But since I'm doing home health, it's like, I could be up in, like, northern Kansas City, and then I can be in, like, southern Kansas City as well, so.
I'm gonna cry. Oh, my God.
I'm moving to Kansas City.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Which is so exciting to me.
Congratulations.
I literally got the offer on Thursday last week, and it has been so hard for me not to tell you.
God.
But I wanted to save it until we went in to record together.
Okay, first of all, congratulations on getting a job, like, that is incredible.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're moving to Kansas City, dreams come true.
Dreams come true. I've been really wanting to tell you, but I felt like I wanted to
save it.
Yeah, save
it. So literally, so when we were on our hike this morning and you said, oh, last night when I couldn't sleep, I applied for a home health position in Lee Summit. That wasn't last night.
No, that was last week.
Oh my God.
I applied for that on Monday last week, had two interviews, and they offered me the position on Thursday.
And when I asked you about Truman yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's been hard to keep from you, but I'm so excited. I start August 4th.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. That is so exciting.
I know. Anyways, so it's even extra special. What our original walk-in was going to be is the reason I'm in Kansas City is because we're both getting tattoos together tomorrow.
Yeah.
And again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're both going to get the word iconic on our, like, I don't know, above our, like, elbow pit.
Yeah. Right above our elbow on our inner arm.
Yeah.
We're going to get iconic. My sister drew up, like, iconic in cursive. We both wanted to get another tattoo that could, like, really represent the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel, we have so many feelings about the podcast because obviously it's something that we've worked collaboratively on for the, like, 2.5 years, but it's also really grown our friendship, really grown our knowledge of BTS. It's given us you guys, our iconics, that, like, I mean, we just, we never wanted a word tattooed on us either. Like, both of us always thought we were not those type of people, but really when it all boiled down, we were like, the essence of this word is so this podcast, because not only does it represent our massive inside joke, where if you guys don't know, if you're kind of new and maybe you haven't gone back and listened to these episodes, we used to bleep out the word iconic because we just said it so much.
Too much.
One episode, it might have been like even like in episode 30 or earlier. We were like, okay, next time we're going to bleep it because we say it too often.
Too much.
So for a long time we bleeped it out, so it was a huge inside joke. And then when we asked you guys what you might want to be called as our listeners, and Eileen came up with iconics, it was just so perfect.
Yeah.
So to us, this tattoo not only represents, like, all of our growth, as friends and throughout the podcast, but also a reminder of you guys and how amazing your support is and like what this journey of making this podcast has really been.
I really wanted a podcast tattoo and we really played around with a lot of different ideas, but we eventually settled on Iconic. And it's just so special to me now because I really pushed for it and we made this appointment a couple weeks ago. And now the fact that like, we happen to be getting this tattoo right when I, after a 3-month drought of no job opportunities, I'm now moving to Kansas City. So I just feel like it's a really great time to get it too.
It's like it's perfect timing. It's insane. So perfect. Yeah. And also it's such a word of empowerment. I feel like, you know, on a bad day, I can look down just right there and I can be like, I'm fucking iconic.
I'm iconic. You're iconic. Be iconic.
Yeah, for sure.
Original.
Yeah. So we're getting those tattoos in 2 days or tomorrow. Tomorrow. And we'll update you guys with pictures in a couple weeks, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, Hoseok is really making me question my bias lately.
Always. Or congratulations, BTS and ARMY, for Black Swan reaching number one on iTunes in 103 countries.
Oh my God. Insane.
And counting, I'm sure.
And counting. The first K-pop group to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, record breaking.
First group. Not just K-pop group. First group. Yeah.
Always shattering that glass ceiling, BTS.
Always.
So if you're down for all of that, then you're in the right place. Yeah. All right.
So today we're doing a ship series episode. If you guys are new to the ship series, how we kind of do this is we both have a cup with all the BTS members' names inside. And we both kind of shake the cup. Mm-hmm. We draw one name at a time. And then we ship those two members.
Yeah.
So how the episode is laid out is we first talk about flirtatious moments for that ship. And then in the second half of the episode, we get into the friendship. So if you aren't into like the flirtatious moments so much or just like the playful banter between the two, go ahead and skip to the second half of the episode where we talk about the friendship. But we encourage you to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's really not like crazy DeLulu shipping.
Yeah. We try to be pretty... We try to be pretty realistic with it. So for these episodes, we have to research before we actually record. So here is us yesterday before research finding out who we're going to ship today. Okay, so let's pull a ship.
We got our cups.
Okay. Oh my God. Taeyong.
Oh my gosh.
This boy has to always be in this.
He just wants to be shipped.
Yoongi. Oh my God. Taegi.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh,
Taegi's
no.
So good. This is the ultimate like love-hate relationship. Like Taeyong loving on Yoongi and Yoongi acting all, you know.
Yeah.
Standoffish.
I don't
but
know
he loves it.
Anything about Taegi yet, really. But I know that they're cute. So.
Taegi's a good one.
Okay. Well, let's go get to research.
Yep.
Okay, so before we get into today's episode, we want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links, and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you for being here and for listening.
Yes, thank you guys. As a reminder, our charity of the month for the month of July is Conservation International. They work to spotlight and secure the critical benefits that nature provides to humanity. They've protected more than 6 million square kilometers of land and sea in more than 70 countries. And your contributions with us will support their science, policy work, and partnerships as they seek to solve the climate crisis and create a cleaner, healthier planet. So please join us this month in donating to Conservation International to help empower societies to responsibly and sustainably care for nature, their global diversity, and for the well-being of humanity.
Yes. Thank you guys for donating alongside us. Okay, so we're getting to do Taggy.
Yeah, let's get into Taggy.
It's crazy because this research took maybe an hour.
Yeah, hour and a half tops.
Hour and a half tops. I mean, we ended up spending the majority of today, too, just kind of reviewing some of the content and just really enjoying the beautiful ship that Taggy is. Mm-hmm. But this is such a great ship, and it was so easy for research. Like, mm-hmm. It was just crazy easy because there's so much content out there. It's such a loved ship by, like, everyone.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited to get into Taggy here. So Taggy is the main ship name, but they also have a couple nicknames. They're also called the Daegu Boys because mm-hmm. they're both from Daegu. They're called the Hawaiian Couple as well, mm-hmm. which I'm so excited to get into yeah. because everyone knows I just love Bon Voyage mm-hmm. 2, specifically in mm-hmm. Hawaii.
We'll get into that in a couple minutes, you guys. Yeah. I think these nicknames are super cute. I really like the Daegu Boys because mm-hmm. I kind of forgot they were both from Daegu and they had this Daegu connection. Like mm-hmm. you brought up that they have the same Satori, mm-hmm. which is really cute to think like they could both speak in the same dialect. Mm-hmm. And maybe they have always kind of felt some kind of connection or camaraderie because they're both from the same city.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get into flirtatious moments first. We also called this not only flirtatious moments, but affection and rejection.
Yeah.
Because that's mostly the main theme with the Taeyang and Yoongi dynamic. Mm-hmm. Because it's mostly just Taeyang seeking affection from Yoongi mm-hmm. and Yoongi playing it off like he's rejecting it or just, it's really cute yeah. and playful. And it's like definitely the most flirtatious behavior that goes on between the two.
Yeah, I think definitely, obviously, Yoongi secretly loves it. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes he kind of gives in a little bit, but then he does end up playfully like shoving Taeyang off or like yeah. throwing out a hajima.
Hajima!
It's yeah. really, really cute yeah. because I don't think that Yoongi really accepts much skinship from other members. Mm-hmm. And you rarely see him like touch other members in this way too.
Yeah. yeah. He does touch the other members, but just not to the level of like what a lot of the other members do with each other. Mm-hmm. But I think what really contributes to this like affection rejection relationship, we kind of boiled it down to Taeyang being so persistent with the affection and Yoongi realizing that like no matter how many times he rejects them, like he's gonna keep seeking it.
Yeah.
So, and it's just really cute yeah. how it's evolved over time.
I think it definitely has evolved over time. Like mm-hmm. I think in the beginning Taeyang would come on too strong yeah. and Yoongi would immediately push him away. But through all of his persistence over the years, mm-hmm. and I think Taeyang also learned, you know, Yoongi's personality a little bit better. And I think he approaches him a little more softly. Mm-hmm. And that's how he gets to be really affectionate and love up on him. Mm-hmm. Even though maybe it's rare to see another member love up on Yoongi the way that Taeyang does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So one of the examples where Taeyang is just craving affection from Yoongi was at their fifth muster. On stage, Taeyang is just constantly going over to Yoongi and trying to love on him and hug him. There is one time where Yoongi hugs back, but then Taeyang has to take it one step further and he like picks him up off the ground and Yoongi gets that classic that like no face, like no, put me down, like kind of disgusted, like yeah. ugh, I mm-hmm. hate this, but
pouty.
But secretly loves it. Yeah. It's just prime Taegi.
Yeah.
Like that's their relationship.
Yeah, super cute.
But after the fifth muster, this is a pretty iconic photo mm-hmm. that was put out was when they're like kind of in that old We Are Bulletproof outfits. Mm-hmm. They took a picture after fifth muster together and it's a whole group photo, but Taeyang has his arms, both arms wrapped around mm-hmm. Yoongi and he has him in really close and both their expressions are just very hot, very, very hot. And they just look really great together here. Mm-hmm. And Taeyong just looks like, yes, like, yeah, he's mine.
Yeah.
Like, he's just holding him. And Yoongi, like, looks real sexy, and he's mm-hmm. not, like, rejecting it at all.
No. He's not embracing him back, but he is, he's no. full, I mean, he's fully letting it happen. Taeyong has, like, this full seductive face on, mm-hmm. and Yoongi is just powerful, and wow. Yeah,
yeah, it's a great photo.
They're dynamic together. Like, I will say, as a ship, as a concept, they look really good together.
Mm-hmm.
So another time that we see this affection rejection is at the 2019 KBS Gayo de Chukje, and in this, there's a video clip, and we put a couple pictures in the document, but they're dancing to, mm-hmm. you know, like, another group's performance, and they're standing up, and of course, Taeyong is next to Yoongi, and at one point, Taeyong even spins Yoongi around. He gets him to take his hand, and he spins him around, yeah. and it's super cute, and Taeyong goes in for a hug.
Yeah.
And this is where we see Yoongi start to resist a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, at first he's like, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he's like, wait, no, get off me.
He's like, get off. And then it gets to the point where he's like, he's clearly saying, Hajima.
Yeah, like, you, in our last screenshot, you can just see the words coming out of his mouth. Hajima. Yeah.
But it's that playful, like, get off of me.
Well, they're both smiling and laughing.
Well, Taeyong knows he's pushing it, too. Yeah. Like, he knew that it was already hard to get, like, Yoongi to spin mm-hmm. for him. And the
that's a feat. You know?
That is a feat, and he has to push it just a little bit further for that extra hug. And Yoongi's like, no.
Okay, like, persistent. So persistent.
Yeah. Another really wonderful moment for Taegi that is just very memorable is Yoongi's birthday V-Live that he did, where he was interrupted by Taeyong coming in, which, by the way, they're both bleach blonde. Mm. Like, their hair, both of their hairs is just bleached. But Taeyong is also barefoot. This beautiful blonde barefoot Taeyong comes in like a robe.
Mm.
God.
Just so, I mean, yeah. I don't think he means to look that good and like wreck us that hard, but it's like this Adonis just walks in the mm-hmm. door barefoot. Like, I don't know why the barefoot like really affects us, but
it really does. But he just moseys his way over to his couch mm. and starts laying on his couch and wrecking us all. But what we love about this V Live, there's so many, it's just like,
which, by the way, he only was able to enter the room because he is the only other member that knew the code.
He knew the password, yeah.
To get in.
Yeah.
Taegi.
But when he makes his way over to the couch, Taeyong is just kind of looking at Yoongi, who's sitting in his office chair. Mm. And I think he just gets, like, this impulse to bring Yoongi closer to him. But he uses his feet, like, both his feet, he reaches out and grabs hold of the office, like, rolly chair.
Yeah.
And pulls Yoongi in closer to him on the couch while he's just lounging so, like, sexily into this couch and, like, brings Yoongi over to him. It's really sexy.
It's so hot. Like, and also, this is another thing where Taeyong gets away with stuff that Yoongi would not let other people get away with.
Uh-huh.
Like, putting his feet on his chair like that,
mm-hmm.
I don't know that he would let somebody else, like, he'd be like, get your feet off of my chair.
Yeah.
But it's so sexy the way he just pulls him in. He's like, it's another, like, this is mine, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. I want you close.
But of course, Yoongi pulls away and he's like, I can't see the comments, like, on the V Live.
Rejection,
which Taeyong is not even fazed by it anymore. Like, he just understands that this is the nature of their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But what's also really special about this V-Live is that Taeyong is getting to leave. He's about to leave, and he's like, you know, I'll leave you to your V-Live, your birthday V-Live, whatever. And he says, when he's about to head out the door, he says, I love you. And Yoongi just says, thanks. and Taeyong's like, no, say it back. Like, say it back to me. And Yoongi's just like, thanks. Like, thank you for saying that. But, like, no.
Yeah, why do I have to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Taeyong's like, I'm not leaving until you say it. So he makes his way to the other side of the room and is like, I'm not going to leave until you say it. And Yoongi just, of course, caves. He just caves. I think it's, Taeyong is just so persistent with it that I think, like, he's really just worn down Yoongi.
Yeah.
And that this is the nature of their relationship at this point, is, like, Taeyong seeking affection and Yoongi doesn't even put up much of a fight anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah, so cute. So he does end up saying, I love you, and then Taeyong leaves.
He says it twice.
He does say it twice.
Because the first time that he says it, Taeyong was complaining and saying, I'm not leaving. And so he, even though he knew he already said it, he wanted to hear it crystal clear. And so he's like, what was that? And he said it again. And then it was funny because at the end, Yoongi was like, make sure the door is locked. Like, I don't want anyone else coming in.
Very cute.
Super cute. Iconic Taegi moment. The next kind of flirtatious is the holy choke. Taegi shippers probably already know what the holy choke is, but if you haven't heard of this title, it's that moment in the Blood, Sweat, and Tears choreography where Taeyong is front and center and Yoongi's right next to him, and he kind of walks his fingers up his chest, and then puts his hand on his neck as if to choke him. This is just super hot.
Super hot.
We watched a bunch of like different clips of this moment.
We watched a compilation video.
Yeah, just of this. Mm-hmm. Like you can literally be like the holy choke BTS and it'll just be like a 4-minute video of all of their performances. Yeah. Just this 3-second moment. But Yoongi like forcefully walks his fingers. Mm-hmm. Like that was really impacting
and
me.
And his thumb always lies like right on his jugular. Yeah. Like he really could choke him if he wanted to.
Yeah.
And how Taeyong kind of like falls, like he's like caving or like falling to his knees a little bit for the choreography. It's just very sexy. And we get that it's choreography.
But
getting that on repeat, so many different performances for Blood, Sweat, and Tears, it's just something you can't ever forget. It's like ingrained in your mind. You can really just envision how like sexy that is and just them together with Side Hoseok, which...
So, Bethany, when's the fanfic?
I feel like I need to write a fanfic now of those three.
We need a fanfic about this choreography, the holy choke. So, okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you. obviously, these are two very hot people. Like, we both, obviously, you're Taeyong bias. I'm wrecked by him all the time. We're both always wrecked by Yoongi. He's so stunning. It's insane. So obviously they just look good together as a ship. Like they conceptually make a good couple.
Another thing that we kept seeing coming up that a lot of ARMYs really admire about the two or just like about the two is the size difference. When they're next to each other, Yoongi looks just so small, just so cute. Because Taeyong has really just grown into this massive adult that he is today. So seeing his really larger physique next to little Min Yoongi is so cute, but also kind of hot if you think about it.
I mean, a great dynamic for a fanfic, Bethany. So
I think that's what sells me the most on them is their dynamic, this like affection rejection. Even though the thing is the rejection quote on is so like carefree, like it's just it's playful. It's so playful, and it's like something that I don't think Yoongi has with any of the other members, with this like playful energy. And I do think that like as we get into friendship moments here, I think the development of their just relationship and understanding of each other has really contributed to them being able to feed off each other so well and have these kind of flirty moments, because Yoongi doesn't do as much skinship as like Jimin and Taeyong do.
Yeah, for sure.
And
we see Taeyong, like we've done almost all of the Taeyong ships now in the ship series just by chance. And
Taejin. We haven't done Taejin.
Besides that one, that's the last one.
And the fact that we've done so many Taeyong ones.
Yeah. But Taeyong is always really touchy with other members. Like he's just that kind of person. But it's rare to see Yoongi be touchy with another member. And I don't think that he shares skinship with like Namgi. There's no skinship there. Like I just, even like one was our first ship series, Yoongi and Jungkook.
Yeah.
And so
Sugar Cookie.
Yeah. Well, Sugar Cookie. I still love that ship name. That's probably totally not what what their shippers call it, but
Yoongi.
But like with them, it was a really father son kind of vibe. It still wasn't touchy, even though we felt like Yoongi was so loving and caring for Jungkook. So it's definitely a unique dynamic that they have.
I do think that like Yoongi has the more skinship with the Maknae line in general. Like
for sure.
Jimin, Jungkook, and Taeyong for sure are the most. A little bit of soap, just a little bit. But like Taeyong is just special because Taeyong isn't like, oh, I'll like lean on you or I'll like move your hair out of your face.
He's direct.
He's like full on embracing, staring into his eyes, like just really pushing the limit, twirling him at an award show. Like, okay.
Yeah.
And Yoongi, he loves it. Yeah. He really loves it. But like, I think he just needed to really be like worn down a little bit. And I think Taeyong was the perfect member to achieve that.
He's like that friend for him that pulls him out of his shell and makes sure that he's having like a good time.
Yeah,
for sure. Perfect time to get into their friendship moments. Mm-hmm. So if you've been skipping ahead, here is where to stop skipping so you can listen to some friendship.
Yeah.
You go ahead and get started. Okay. You got to talk about it.
We're going to start with the Bon Voyage 2 in Hawaii.
BV2.
I know I talk about BV2 a lot, but there's a reason they're called the Hawaiian couple. I think a lot of people who ship Taegi or understand a lot of like where how Taegi has developed always think back to Bon Voyage 2 because it was when they were really put together intentionally by the producers of the show. I think it was actually recommended by Namjoon at first.
Yeah.
But the producers of Bon Voyage were like, yeah, let's put these two together because we rarely get to see these two interact. So this is when Taeyong and Yoongi, the whole reason of putting them together is they talk about how they don't really have, not so much a lot in common, but they don't really have a lot of the same views on things. You know, they kind of have different opinions. And so Yoongi even said at one point that like, when the most conflict he has with all the seven members are the ones where he has like the most, I don't know, not arguments, but just like conflicts is with Taeyong. And it's just because they don't agree on a whole lot or they have just different opinions of things. So seeing them to come together for Bon Voyage 2, they said, okay, we need a technique to avoid conflict. And so what they end up doing is anytime they disagree on something, that they would just hold hands to avoid this disagreement or overcome this disagreement that they're having. And it becomes a theme for Taegi at this point. Like, to this day, if they're experiencing conflict of any sort or disagreeing on something, they just hold hands. And it's so sweet because it's so effective. I don't know how it's so effective for them, but it's just like that physical affection with one another. It's like, okay, I love you. Like, I care about you, you know? And it's just enough for them to kind of smile through and be like, yes, we disagree. Yeah. Like, this is just who we are. We're just two very different people.
In and the that's moment, okay. Yeah, it is okay. In the moment, I think it's very cute because Yoongi was the one who came up with it. And he was just like, if we ever disagree just for 5 minutes, we'll hold hands. And I think why it works is because Taeyong is always seeking physical affection from Yoongi.
Yeah.
And so if Yoongi caves just a little bit and for
gives
5 minutes or however, he just gives him his hand to hold. And that gives Taeyong what he wants. It's like a perfect compromise for them. Gives Taeyong what he wants and Yoongi gets, you know, they don't have to talk or they don't have to have this conflict that they were having. They can move on from it. And I also think because it's something that Yoongi came up with, it's something that he's always going to be okay with. Like, if they're disagreeing, he's like, okay, let's just end this right now. Let's hold hands.
Yeah, so in Bon Voyage 2, since they were paired up together, they get a lot of memorable time together, too. It's not just, like, the holding hands. It's, like, they go out and do things together. So one of the things that they do is they go to a restaurant in the evening, and they share a bowl of noodles. And this is so sweet because I think this is this quality, like, alone time that they're getting, I think they were able to just kind of understand each other a little bit more here. So when they're sharing this bowl of noodles, Taeyong takes his egg with the yolk and puts it into Yoongi's bowl. And Yoongi is thrown back. He's taken aback by it a little bit. He's like, are you taking care of me?
Which is interesting because Yoongi, we kind of noticed Yoongi is the member to quietly take care of the other members.
Being very considerate of the other members without being very forward or like wanting acknowledgement for it. He just does it so subtly. So to see Taeyong just take his egg and put it into Yoongi's bowl, Yoongi immediately says, are you taking care of me? And then followed by, how did you know I like yolk in my soup? And And it's just really sweet because I think Yoongi here is like, wow, this crazy boyish, kid that he basically thinks of Taeyang as is being very sweet and considerate. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not all just, like, crazy, let me hug you, touch you, annoy you, whatever.
And Taeyang is, he's not making a big deal out of it either. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what Yoongi would do also. So it's like Taeyang approaching Yoongi at his own level. Mm-hmm. And I just love this. Like, this moment is super, super sweet. I think this is one of the really solidifying moments in their friendships. Like, I think definitely for Yoongi, it was a turning point in how he thought about Taeyang, because maybe he hadn't realized that Taeyang noticed things that Yoongi liked and, would make,
pick up on it
and contribute that way. So after they go and share the bowl of noodles, but before they have the noodles, they have a little mini photo shoot on the pier and on the beach. And then they kind of look off at the sunset together, and it was just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And what I like about this moment is that it's Yoongi snapping photos of Taeyang, and Taeyang is posing, looking incredible.
Furrowing his brows, giving us all the aesthetic looks.
Model vibes. Totally. And Yoongi is like getting down on the ground, like squatting super low, getting the angle. And I just love the support. It's like super, super cute.
It is cute.
Almost a little boyfriendy, I think.
It is a little bit, very sweet. So I think it was after they share the bowl of noodles that they go, and I think they're just like walking around town or they're going back home. And I just love that they are, it's kind of the end of the day. Yoongi has a cup of coffee. Taeyang has like an ice cream bar, which I just love that dynamic there.
Yeah.
That
so them.
It's so them, like Taeyang to be eating ice cream and Yoongi to be sipping some coffee, like cute. But they decide to play rock, paper, scissors down these stairs, and that when they reach the bottom of the stairs, like it's like one person advances with whoever wins. So once they get to the bottom of the stairs, whoever ends up winning gets a free piggyback ride. Mm-hmm. And so they do it, and Yoongi kind of picks up on Taeyang's
pattern. Yeah.
And so Yoongi wins, and Taeyang gives Yoongi a piggyback ride. And what's so cute about this is that Yoongi makes the comment that Taeyang looks like a son who is giving his grandpa a piggyback ride. Mm-hmm. And Taeyang says, "Are you comfy, grandpa?"
Oh, like, it's just so cute.
It's so sweet because it really, a lot of people kind of like make jokes that like Yoongi is like kind of like a little grandpa. But to see that like Taeyang is just playing off of him with this, and it's just so sweet because this was not a loss at all for Taeyang. I don't think he minded that he lost all those rounds of rock, paper, scissors.
No, I don't think so.
It's just a really sweet, cute moment for them.
Yeah. They definitely, I think that this whole, we kind of said this already, but this whole outing that they had together was a super crucial and pivotal moment in their friendship. Yeah. Like, it made Yoongi kind of realize some things about Taeyang, and it, you know, Taeyang was allowed to get a little bit closer to him, which I think that prior to that, he was always yearning for, you know? And I just think, like, their personality differences, you can really see how they're balancing out together, you know, in this day, and how that kind of continues from this point on out in their friendship.
And despite all these personality differences, I think this quality alone time that they got, just to hang out and really talk and understand one another, had led to where they are now. Like, I think they just have a deeper understanding of how the other one works. And even though they disagree or whatever differences they may have, it's just something that they kind of admire now in one another, and that they're more considerate of one another.
I think they are so considerate of one another, and I think that that, to me, says that this is, like, true, like, just selfless love that they have for each other. Like, Taegi, wow. Because so I think what we see so much is that they meet each other at each other's, where they're at their level, what they need, just so that they can have this mutual relationship. And I think that's so sweet.
Yeah. So sweet. Something that I've seen on Twitter a lot, and just in relation to Taegi, is I've seen that, like, what Jungkook is to Namjoon is what Taeyang is to Yoongi. So it's just, like, this ultimate young maknae relationship that's going on. I think that Yoongi really loves and cares for Taeyang. I mean, he loves all of his members, but there's just something special about this relationship. I don't know if it's because they're both from Daegu or because, like, Taeyang is so different, and, like, I think it's been, like, you know, just Yoongi having to really figure him out, and then he just loves and appreciates him even more and just wants to, like, really kind of be this figure.
Role model?
Yeah. Really wants to just be this role model for Taeyang, or, you know, just to kind of guide him.
I think he's such a wonderful support for him. And I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. Like, Taeyang really admires Yoongi. He talks about Yoongi's verses all the time. He hypes him up. He, like, talks about him in V-Lives. Like, Taeyang really loves Yoongi, and I think he just loves that, you know, over, because of his persistence, you know, and because of this Hawaii moment, you know, he's gotten able to be close to him in the way that I think he's always wanted to, because he just thinks that he's so cool.
Kind of going off of that, with, like, how Taeyang really admires Yoongi, he loves Yoongi's rapping. He just really loves Yoongi's rapping. He mentions it all the time. So one of the more, like, well-known Bangtan bombs that have been put out was when V was, like, dreaming of rapping in Cypher. So he really learns all of Cypher. I think it's Cypher Part 3.
Cypher Part 3, yeah.
He really learns all of it and takes the time to learn it all. And so he gets to perform it on stage, and all of his members are around him, kind of laughing at him. Because he's being silly. He's being so silly and having so much fun with it. Being Taeyang, who Taeyang is at the core, this goofy, fun guy, while getting to rap, which he just loves to do, but knows that he's, like, not a rapper, but, like, he's just getting his time to really be on stage and perform and rap. And what's so memorable about this moment is that Taeyang does such a great job with all the rapping, but when he gets to Yoongi's verse, Yoongi does not allow him to rap it. Yoongi steps forward and just starts rapping into his microphone and cuts off Taeyang. And Taeyang is, like, a little taken aback by it. But then he just starts hyping Yoongi. And they're right next to each other. And it's just so sweet to see, like, you know, this understanding of one another. You know, where Yoongi's like, no, you're not going to butcher my verse. So I'm going to cut you off. But Taeyang's like, okay, I'll just hype you.
He didn't feel slighted at all. He was kind of confused for a second, but then he just got right back into it. And then after Yoongi's verse, he finished the song. And it was just cute. A cute Cypher moment.
You know, you see when Taeyang is rapping, though, Yoongi just laughing on the side because he can't help but to. Because Taeyang is just a goofy guy. It's just funny.
And not a rapper.
Not a rapper.
No. One of the sweetest Taegi moments that I really love is from Run episode 56. And I talked about Run episode 55 in one of our Run replays. And then I told all of you to go watch this one again, because at the end of 56, they read poems or letters that they wrote to one another around a campfire. And Taeyang's is really sweet. He, you know, has kind of a little moment for each member. And he, when he talks to Yoongi, he says, you know, Yoongi, you've said that you want to be a rock, you know, in your next life. And he says, if you were a rock, I would take you to beautiful places.
And I'd carry you.
I'd carry you to beautiful places to make sure that he saw beautiful things. And I just think that that is, oh, so sweet.
So heartwarming. Oh my God. Sweet. Like, I'm sure Yoongi was just so in love and just, like, melting on the inside at this compliment, or just, like, knowing that Taeyang would take care of him.
This is just
if he was a rock in his next life.
Just another example of how much Taeyang loves Yoongi. Like, he would take care of this beautiful, precious Yoongi rock.
That he would be so willing to, like, carry him on his back and carry him around if he really needed him to. Like, really taking care of him. So sweet. Another really great, sweet moment that we get to see a little bit more of Yoongi's affection for Taeyang is during Festa 2018, which is where they're all sitting at this table and they're drinking soju and beer and eating and having a really great time. Taeyang shares the story of how someone in the group, you know, someone in their group texted him, mm-hmm. and that it was just such a surprising message. Mm. And they're like, who texted you? Who was it? And he's like, Yoongi. And you hear everyone in BTS go, oh, like what? And oh my gosh, Yoongi's on the far right and he just starts to like cradle into himself. Mm-hmm. Like he's so embarrassed. He's so bashful. And you can just hear him saying like, don't say it. Don't say it. Like, I'm so embarrassed. You see him literally pour himself a shot of soju.
Throw it back.
Yeah, throw it back because he knows where this is going. And Taeyang is sitting all like high and mighty, like proud. And Taeyang says, yeah, he texted me saying that he loves me. And you just hear them all go, oh! And you even hear like Jimin and Jin and some of the other members be like,
Hoseok. He was like,
Hoseok?
Okay. Those three, but like, uh-huh. They're like, what? Yeah. He never said that to me.
He's never texted me that, you know? But like, how sweet is it that like Yoongi just one day was thinking about Taeyang, mm-hmm. and sent him a really affectionate message, mm-hmm. and just letting him know that he loves them. Like, yeah. I think that's just like pure love. This is like pure admiration. Like, Yoongi is just like loves and cares for, mm-hmm. Taeyang so, so much. And the other way around too, but it's like their way of showing love is very different.
Yeah.
And so for Yoongi to have done this is just like so, so exceptionally beautiful, mm-hmm. and sweet.
And it's so different in contrast to like his birthday V-Live where Taeyang like had to, you know, ask multiple times.
Prying for it.
I love you, right? Yeah. But like he, you know, Yoongi noticed that Taeyang had a bad day, a long day, and mm-hmm. was just like, hey, he needs this encouragement right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's incredibly sweet. And they're so in tune. Mm-hmm. And I'm just feeling like, man, when we were doing this research, I was not feeling like the love Taegi. I was like, wow, they're such good friends. But now I'm like, oh, they love each other.
They really love each other.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, ultimate, I definitely don't see the flirtatious,
romantic. They're not boyfriends.
They're so flirty. I don't see that as much. I just see the true, like, brotherly love, mm-hmm. that is unreal.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I see, like, especially with Yoongi and Jin, mm-hmm. I see this crazy, beautiful friendship. Like, just such a wonderful friendship. But the Yoongi and Taeyang relationship, this Taegi dynamic is like a, like, almost like a father-son, mm-hmm. or like grandpa-son, mm-hmm. type grandson relationship where it's just so much love and affection. Like, I would do anything for you.
Something is popping into my mind just randomly. But yeah. Have you heard the concept of like old souls and young souls?
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like Yoongi is kind of an old soul and Taeyang is like a young soul.
I love that.
But they just fit together very well.
Yeah. Like they have this, even though they're like in the same generation, there's like a weird generational gap or like misunderstanding going on.
But yeah.
Like there's so much love and affection and on like, both ends.
Yoongi helps Taeyang grow up and mature, and Taeyang helps Yoongi feel young and pulls him out of his shell a little bit.
Yeah. Like it's okay to, you know, be a little touchy.
Yeah.
Be a little, you know, just let loose a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so serious.
Why so serious? Wow. Okay. So another moment that we absolutely love is from a video where BTS were promoting their Face Yourself album, their Japanese album, mm-hmm. and it's called BTS Sweets Party in Harajuku. And in this, BTS is sitting around a table and they all have like shakes and ice cream and whatever else.
It's so cute.
Super cute. And just kind of chatting back and forth. And Taeyang at one point turns and cradles Yoongi's face in his hands and kind of mushes his cheeks. And Yoongi is like smiling, his gummy smile and reaction.
Oh my gosh, it's just so endearing to see it. So how this all kind of transpires is prior to this, Taeyang was complimenting Yoongi's rap, what's mm-hmm. new.
Yeah.
He says that he really likes his rap in Ampa Man, mm-hmm. and that he's never heard anyone's rap quite like Yoongi's, like no one else is doing it like him, basically.
Right.
But Jin later on says something he loves about Taeyang is that whenever a member is feeling down on stage or just isn't having the amount of energy that they normally are feeling, that Taeyang will come over and kind of bump them or get them hyped up again or just play around a little bit. And so Hoseok asks, or I don't know if it's Hoseok, but someone asks Taeyang to like give them an example. Mm-hmm. And Yoongi happens to be right next to him. And so how he goes about doing it is he turns and just cradles Yoongi's face. And Yoongi, oh my gosh. Like his reaction, like he just like totally caves in on himself. Melts. Yeah. He melts, like physically melts in front of the camera.
I think it happened so fast that he didn't have time to react to stop it.
He said he was caught off guard, yeah. But you just see this cute gummy smile, and he tries to like hide it behind his hand a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's just so cute to see Yoongi like this. Yeah, so cute.
Yeah, and nobody can melt him like Taeyang can. There's also a behind the scenes video for the filming of Mic Drop where Taeyang says that he loves Yoongi's smile. So of course this moment where he makes him mush his cheeks and Yoongi just breaks out in a smile, he probably loved that so much. Mm-hmm. We often see Yoongi smiling fondly and affectionately at Taeyang, especially when Taeyang is talking. Yoongi is listening intently and he often breaks out into this big smile at him, and he just looks at him, like you said yesterday, with such fondness in his eyes. And he's really encouraging to him.
He seems so proud of Taeyang.
Yeah.
Especially when Taeyang is talking at like award shows for speeches. If you just look over, like one member over, two members over, Yoongi is just smiling so fondly. Just like looking like a proud father. Just so, so proud of him. And he encourages him so much and is really so supportive.
Yeah, if he senses like when Taeyang is giving a speech or something that he needs a little support, he'll just go put his hand on his shoulder or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Be like, you know, you're doing okay. Yeah. You know, he encourages him. A really great example of this, a recent example of this, was after their Grammy performance for 2020. Taeyang said, they've got the mic on him, they're like, come on, you know, say what you need to say, and Taeyang is looking down and says, I'm so shy. And Yoongi is behind them, he's like, don't be shy.
That's so cute.
Don't be shy. It's just really encouraging him, just being as, you know, his own kind of like personal cheerleader and support on the side there.
In such a Yoongi way too, which I think just Taeyang receives very well because he admires him so much.
It means so much to
him. It means so much to him. They just feed off of each other very well. You can Taeyang, like you just said, he's like that person to go and hype people up on the stage. And we see him do that with Yoongi all the time. He'll go over and sit next to him and do some shoulder action with him, or he'll just go and back him up when he's rapping and just be kind of goofy and fun. And I feel like, you know, he gives some of his energy to Yoongi and some of his playfulness in those moments.
Definitely. Yeah. They really feed off each other during concert stages, for sure. And I think that Taeyang's presence brings Yoongi a little bit of comfort.
Yeah.
And allows Yoongi to be like, okay, I can be a little...
Let a little loose.
Yeah, be a little silly here. Not to say that Yoongi isn't silly on his own, too. No, like, he definitely
gets silly when he's like, wah! And he, like, does his arm wiggle thing. And is super... Yeah, he can be really silly on his own, too.
Yeah, he's just not, like, a constant goofy, not, like Taeyang.
Yeah, not Taeyang's level of energy there. Yeah.
Something else that we really just love from one of the stages, from one of the concerts... The reason why this is so memorable for me, or something that means a lot to me, is I have trained my dog to, if I hold out my hand and say chin, she'll rest her chin on my hand. So Taeyang, during this concert, held out his hand and he pats it like, okay, rest your chin, like on my hand. And Yoongi comes over and he rests his chin in his palm, and like, oh my god, I died when I saw when I saw this. I was like, this is too cute. This is He's chinning. Like, that's what I do with my dog. Like, it's so cute.
Yeah. He did it a couple times too, because we saw at least two different clips. One, the first time Yoongi was kind of like, he was kind of holding back. He didn't really want to do it. And then the next time he totally just gave in and did it again. And it's so cute. I think that this is so funny because it's another one of those weird like connections you have with your bias. Like something that you do that's the
same. Yeah, like I do that to my dog and I think it's cute. Yeah. He's like doing it to Yoongi and he thinks it's cute.
Yeah, you know, like, he's like, come here.
Yeah, come here, rest your chin. So cute.
So adorable. So really one of our last moments to talk about, this is such a Taegi, like iconic Taegi moment.
Yeah.
Is from a special fan cafe video.
Yeah.
Everybody knows this video. BTS takes turns sitting in a chair and
they're all like in like royalty.
They look kind like of, princes.
Yeah, like princes. Yeah.
And they're, you know, one by one, they'll come by the member who's sitting on the chair and like do something affectionate towards them.
Uh-huh.
So there is this iconic moment where Yoongi comes up to Taeyong and he kisses him on the head, not once, but twice, one on one side, and then he walks around to the other side and does it again before walking away. And just the look on Taeyong's face, like he is so happy.
Like, so unbelievably happy. Mm-hmm. You can see that he has this massive grin just spreading on his face, but he's concealing it with his lips. Like, he's trying to hold it back, but you can just see that he's, like, dying because
full of joy.
He's just so happy.
Yeah. It's all the affection that he ever wanted from Yoongi.
Yeah, like, he's like, is this happening? Like, are my dreams coming true? I'm getting some love from Yoongi.
Yeah, and not once, but twice, which was a standout. And as we were going through research, we just noticed so many Taegi accounts, fan accounts that still have this moment as their icon picture. So obviously we had to talk about it.
Yeah. So overall thoughts for Taegi here. This was so fun to do first off, but like what I really just love about Taegi is there's such a special bond here because of just how different they can be, just their personalities are very, very opposite. And I think we say this a lot for some ship episodes, but this one is like unreal contrast.
Yeah.
But like it works so well for them to see. It's like admirable, and it's something that I look up to a little bit and admire, that I hope that I can do with certain friends or people, because you're not going to always agree on everything. You're going to have your differences, and for two people to be so different, come together and be so close and like have the utmost love for each other.
Yeah.
There's undeniably so much love between these two members.
Yeah. I think it's incredible that they've worked so hard at their friendship to be able to share this kind of love and acceptance. I think they have true acceptance for each other's personalities.
And they're so considerate of one another.
Super considerate. And I think once Yoongi realized that Taeyong was considerate towards him in that regard, I think that was a game changer. And I think I absolutely love Taegi. You being a Taeyong stan, you know all of his ships like already and all of these moments, but I had never looked into Taegi that much before.
Such and a good one.
Yeah, I really didn't know what we were getting into here, but I love to have discovered this really sweet friendship that I think they just care about each other, admire, and respect each other so much.
Oh my gosh. Kayla has her, above our recording, she has like all the BTS Mattel dolls, and she put Taeyong and Yoongi next to each other.
Yeah, they're holding hands also.
That's so cute. Of course they're holding hands.
Mm.
That's their thing.
Yeah.
That's their thing.
That's their thing. I love Taegi. I'm so glad that we drew this ship.
Me too. Yeah. I really like the comparison of like what Jungkook is to Namjoon. Like where Jungkook just seriously loves and admires, and Namjoon is his ultimate role model. That is so what Taeyong is for Yoongi.
Totally. Ultimate role model.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Yoongi definitely reciprocates, you know, and lets Taeyong know that he's cared for, which I just
love. He's looking after him.
Yeah. I really love the idea of them being like an old soul and a young soul.
That's beautiful. I love that you came up with that during this episode, because that's really what it is. This old and young soul. That found this middle ground.
They kind of move at different speeds, but yeah, they definitely found the middle ground.
And we just, now I can't, I hope we get to go to a concert again, because seeing these two on stage and seeing the like Taeyong really egging Yoongi on and Yoongi acting like he doesn't want it, but totally loves that he gets to be this like silly self with Taeyong.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
So cute. Okay. Wow, Taegi. Yay. You guys, we really hope that you enjoyed this ship series episode. If you enjoyed this episode, or if you enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there's a few things you can do to let us know. We really are trying to get some more sponsors. So write a review for us on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on, because that's what makes people want to sponsor us. When they see your reviews, they're like, oh, People actually listen to this podcast. Yeah. So you know, write a review for us. We don't know why it matters so much, but it does. And it means so much.
We like feedback.
Yeah, it's good to get the feedback from you guys. But for some reason with like the business stuff, it matters so much. But we love just seeing what you guys have to say. You can also reach out to us on email or any of our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, DM us or tweet at us. And you can also send us a voice message on our website.
Yeah.
And of course, links for all of those things are going to be found in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.